Two extremely popular versions of the Cinderella story were produced in the 1950s. Both are now available on DVD, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
When my mother took me to see Walt Disney's Cinderella, although I was just old enough to know better, I was so taken in by the animation, when the fairy godmother pulled her magic wand out of thin air, I leaned over and asked my mother, "How did she do that?" Sophisticated, computer-literate kids today probably know all about the mechanics of animation. But the whole transformation scene of pumpkin into carriage is still magical.
Salagadoola, mentricaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, mentricaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Now salagadoola means a mentricaboolaroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
The Disney version actually downplays the romance between Cinderella and Prince Charming and focuses more on a slew of charming original characters. Adorable mice were trying to keep out of the way of the stepsister's sinister cat, Lucifer. A beleaguered pet dog. Birds who make Cinderella's bed. The most vivid human characters are the wicked stepmother in the chilling sneer of character actress Eleanor Audley and the velvet-toned fairy godmother of Verna Felton. Pop singer Eileen Woods is the sweet-voiced Cinderella. And like so many of Disney's feature-length cartoons, it's got a terrific score, including Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo, Cinderella's A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, which a poet friend of mine thinks is one of the most terrifying song titles ever written, and the little work song for the mice, who try to help Cinderella by making her a ball gown.
Hurry, 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 gonna help our Cinderella. We've got no time to dilly-dally. We've got to get her going.
Whoa, could it with the scissors?
And I can do the sewing.
Leave the sewing to the women. You go get some trimming.
And we'll make a lovely dress for Cinderella.
In 1957, 7 years after Disney, CBS produced a live TV version of Cinderella, written by the most distinguished team on Broadway, Rodgers and Hammerstein, who needed a hit after their relatively disappointing string of shows that followed South Pacific and The King and I. It's the only production they ever did for TV, and it got one of the biggest audiences in television history. There were later revised versions, but none of them were as touching or witty as the original. The star was Julie Andrews at her most irresistible, a year after she opened on Broadway in My Fair Lady.
In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I am in the royal palace of all places. I am chatting with the prince and king and queen, and the color of my two stepsisters' faces is a queer sort of sour apple green. I am coy and...
Ilka Chase's stepmother was comically self-absorbed and snobbish, not Disney's embodiment of evil. Kay Ballard and Alice Ghostly were hilarious stepsisters, more differentiated as characters and funnier than Disney's interchangeable pair.
What a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty. Why can't a fella ever once prefer a solid girl like me?
She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble I could break her little arm.
Oh, oh, why would a fella want a girl like her? So obviously unusual. Why can't a fella ever once prefer a usual girl like me?
Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink, but not any pinker than a rose is. Her skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a dog's is. Her neck is no wider than a swan.
She's only as dainty as a daisy.
She's only as graceful as a bird. So why is the fella going crazy? Oh, why would a fella want a girl
None
like
None of the songs
her?
Became huge hits. They all sounded a little like Rodgers and Hammerstein retreads, but I've never forgotten them.
Do I love you because you're beautiful? Or are you beautiful because I love you? Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to be really true?
I'm still amazed that a kinescope of an almost 50-year-old TV show has survived. Even in black and white, the show is colorful. And for live TV, it was a technical marvel. The Cinderella story is an archetypal myth about the weak triumphing over tyranny, and is probably the sweetest, most innocent revenge fantasy ever invented. You don't have to be a child to be captivated by it. And with their memorable tunes and delightful performances, both these versions have kept their universal appeal.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed DVDs of Walt Disney's Cinderella and the 1957 TV production.